We are in the middle of unprecedented times. A magesha that is threatening the lives of so many. A magesha that is crippling our parnasa. And today, we felt the blow of how it's threatening to cripple our ruchnis. Today was perhaps, in a way, the single most difficult day in the history of the world. In one day, the biggest yeshiva in America closed its doors. All the yeshivas in the tri-state area, all the chadarim, and simultaneously today, all of the yeshivas and kollelim in Eretz Yisrael were closed. A few stalwarts, a few small groups of yungalites and yeshiva bachrim and chadarim, less than 10, even they were shut down today. The Gadol HaDor of Chaim Kanievsky, he agrees and he let it happen. Takanta Chamira Nesurim. And today, one by one, we heard and we saw throughout the course of the day, precious Batei Medrash of our own city close their doors, send out texts, send out emails, one by one, closing their doors. As hard as we tried, as much as we pleaded, anybody should not answer, was an astounding no. I can't begin to tell you how dejected I've been feeling. It's reminiscent of the Mishnah in Sukkah that describes how the Eved comes to serve his master, to be Moizig Akais. He brings the pitcher of water and the master throws it in his face. Hashem, we want to serve you. We want to come to shul and dive in the dominion. We want to say Yehishmei Rabba. We want to come together to learn as a chabura. We want to send our children to learn Torah. We want the precious learning of yeshiva bachrim. We want the kollel yungalite. But Hashem said, no. Took it all. We threw it in our face. It's so painful. But it's this very pain that's the silver lining in this dark, ominous cloud that is surrounding us. It's this very feeling of dejection that is such a tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael cares. We care about our yeshivas. We care about our minyanim. We spent the last few days learning to appreciate what was a given until now. When the Yidden were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, when we were murdered and chased out of Yerushalayim and out of the Beis HaMikdash, the Goyim entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they saw the Kruvim Urim Zeh and Zeh. They were embracing each other. Embracing each other? How can this be? It was a time of Charoin Af. The Mefarshim say there was a Shas Preda. And it's precisely this time when the strongest emotions come to the fore. When the Shekhinah left us, Kaviyachal, the underlying Ava that Hashem has for us, it doubled over, as expressed by the embrace of the Kruvim. Today, too, those Kruvim embraced. This time, though, the Shekhinah didn't leave us. Rather, we left the Shekhinah. This time it was us who felt that overflow of emotion boiling over. This time it was our Ava for the Ribbono Shel Olam that caused the Kruvim to embrace. Right before Shkia, somebody called me desperately. Can we just stop in one more mincha in the shul? This heartfelt request bore a hole right through my heart. Klal Yisrael is hurting. And hurting is the product of their love for the Eivishta and their longing to be Shesulim B'Veis Hashem. And because of those emotions, Hashem is hugging us today. It's a time of prayer, and that's when the Kruvim are Me'urim Zeh in Zeh. And just like when Hashem left, He promised that He would be back. So too, we have to call out to Hashem and tell Him, we will be back. We're going to do tshuva. We're going to do everything in our power to deserve the precious chus to come together to serve Him. We're going to cherish our learning and davening. When we come back home, we're going to make Him proud. I want to go through a few points that are important to know. Some practical, some halacha. First point that I wanted to mention, and very important for everyone to know, is that most of us have been exposed on Purim to the coronavirus. In different facets, in different avenues, in different settings, a good chelik of our tzibur has been exposed. And that means, from a technical standpoint, after having discussion today, the big expert and the big doctor, that means, technically speaking, we are supposed to be quarantined for 14 days. Anyone who was in shul term warning. If no symptoms are felt by those who are in shul term warning, that doesn't technically require the family members to be in quarantine. That's 14 days, and make it clear, 14 days from Purim. But if no symptoms are felt, then that doesn't necessarily, the letter of the law require the other family members to be in quarantine. However, when the Etzes released a Kol Kairi today that has instructed us only to go out for essential necessities, so for all practical purposes, we're all in quarantine anyway. To this end, the shul has been closed. Just about every shul will make it has been closed. And the directives for everyone is that davening is to be done the yechidus at home. Absolutely, unequivocally, no backyard minyanim, whether it's indoors or outdoors. The directive is clear. And I know it's painful. We see it's painful. But everyone has to understand that at this point, it's not a mitzvah. On the contrary, it's an avera. We have to davening be yechidus. Davening is what connects us. And it gives the tzibur chiyus. It gives us the chizuk in davening. And we're going to be lacking that for an indefinite period of time. And to this end, I implore that each and every one of us become part of what I would call a virtual minyan. What do I mean by a virtual minyan? The shul schedule is going to continue to run. The Zmanei Yitzvila, the Shachris, Mincha, and Mayrv are going to continue as regular. What I'm asking everyone to do, to ensure that we're going to be part of davening, that we're going to have the sense of achrayif to davening, and the sense of achrayif to each other, that we all have to daven, that we all have to daven like a mensch properly. I've asked Morty Fried to set up, he's going to send out the information how to do so, and everyone to put into a schedule what time they daven, what time they're going to daven shacharis, what time mincha, what time ma'ariv, which minyan they're going to daven. And there's going to be a call. There's going to be a call calling out to everyone that they're allotted time than they signed up for. And we're going to daven together. There's going to be one person who's going to unmute himself, and he's going to be the virtual Shliach Tzibur. And he's going to daven at the pace that we would normally daven in shul. And there can't be any Kaddish. There can't be a Baruch Hu. There can't be a Chazara Sashatz. But we're going to start Shemana Esrei. The Goal Yisrael Shemana Esrei is going to be at the same time. And some even go so far to say that this is a kiyum of B'shoah Shatzibur Mispalelim, even though we don't have a specific tzibur doing it then. But if we all davening at the same time, we're going to have an achrayis for Atzilah, and it perhaps has that maila of B'shoah Shatzibur Mispalelim. Everyone should please sign up. The call's going to come out, and we're going to daven together. We're not going to be in shul, but we're going to daven together. Although everyone is davening at home, it's imperative that we remember we're Omed Lifnei HaMelech, and HaTfilos are more important now than ever. And we have to dress the part. We have to get dressed for davening the same way that we would dress for davening if we would be coming for shul. To put on the hat and jacket, to put on shoes, and to have the full awareness and cognizance that we are Omed Lifnei HaMelech, beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Rachamei Shemayim, the Rachmanis that we need so desperately at this point. Learning as well, we can't come to shul to learn with a chabura, with a chabruta. All learning should be done over the phone. And as the adults are trying to learn over the phone, and as the children have fallen numbers, I would suggest making an effort of getting additional phone lines. We're going to need it. This is not just a day or two. This is going to be for some time. And it's going to get frustrating. I would suggest people trying to procure additional phone lines, different options, different ideas, different options of how to get additional phone lines. We're going to need them. The corded shiurim are terrific. They're great. But it's vital to be part of something live, to be something in real time. It again imparts within us a sense of achrayis, we're part of something. We have a chavrusa, there's a human interaction, there's an accountability. People know that we're on board, we're together with them. I would suggest those who can, perhaps to join the Daf Yomi Shir, to be part of something in real time and live. If a person can't get a chavrusa, I ask you please to reach out to me, to let me know, to let me know about a time that would be conducive to learn. And I would like to be nice with more shiurim, more chavrusa shas, be mashad of people one with another over the phone, to have more shiurim over phone conference. And please reach out to let me know if you don't have the chavrusa over the phone, and we can work something out, either a shiur or a chavrusa shas. Those who are continuing to work from home, so at least you have some kind of schedule. But those who, unfortunately, their parnasa was hit, and they're sitting home, and we're in quarantine, and we're just looking at the four walls, it's imperative to make a schedule, not just to wait around for things to pass. The story that Rebbetzin Sirotskin used to often say over, and right after she got married, she got on the train to Shanghai. And everyone else on the train was just staring at the four walls, looking out the window, waiting till they finally arrived. And the journey ended up taking much longer than it was supposed to. But she got instructions from her father that from the day you leave, get on that train, make it real. This is your reality now. This is the way things are. And every day she set the table on the train, that little tray they had, she set the table. She set up with any kind of cutlery she was able to find. There were three meals, and Rav Sarovskin had three siddurim on the train. make it real. This is my situation. Make a clear-cut schedule. Otherwise, the person ends up having zero productivity and no sense of satisfaction and tzipa kamefesh. There has to be a schedule and a clear-cut directive, what I'm doing when, what I'm doing today, what I'm doing this hour. As far as the children are concerned, the children ask to stay home. No babysitters, no playgroups, no learning groups. They have to stay home. The directive is very clear. Any chavrusas or tutors that children have, it should all take place on the phone. Children, even more than adults, they need schedules. It should be written down. The children should know exactly what to expect from the moment they wake up, the moment they go to sleep. The bedtime should remain the same. The wake-up time should remain the same. Perhaps even to play out a bus ride, to get in the car, to drive around the block. We're going now to the next activity. Have a clear-cut schedule, know what they're in for, and to have a structure. They have to have a structured day. And it's going to involve a lot of parental involvement. It's going to have to be, have a lot of kundase, and it's going to be hard work. But to make sanity reign in the home, it has to have a very clear schedule with a lot of parental involvement, and keeping to a clear schedule and bedtimes, keep it strict, keep it structured. Friends spread germs, and we can't let the children just go out and play the streets. It's crucial and vital to stem the spread of this virus. We have to have quarantine. And yes, we have to have some degree of lockdown. But what's suggested, this is a system that has worked in Eretz Yisrael. We have to be realistic. Children can't stay cooped up 24/7 in the house for an extended period of time. There should be outings for the family, but the family is sticking together. And if they get out of the house as a family unit, staying away from others, keeping the distancing, then there could be some kind of outing, some kind of sense of we left the house, we went somewhere, we did something. It was a system that was suggested in Eretz Yisrael. I would say perhaps what's appropriate now is a family buddy system, which means to choose one family that's the best match and age group for the children, that all the children of the family have friends more or less that age group in the other family. And that family, the children can somewhat interact. And they can help each other out with the babysitting, et cetera. That one family to at least limit the extent of the spreading of the germs. It shouldn't be one family spreading it to another, then to another, then to another. Just stick to one family and one family only, where they're age-appropriate friends, and the two families can help each other out with the basic needs and babysitting, et cetera. But just stick to one family and one family only, so that we don't spread the germs, we don't spread the virus any further. Children have to be explained what's going on. At the same time, they have to be reassured that they personally are not at great risk. But they also have to understand that others are. And they have to worry about them, and they have to doubt into them. They can't be frightened. They have to be reassured. Made to understand that it is a tzaros rabim, one that's unprecedented, that Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will pull us through, and we b'teach in Hashem, and He can make anything happen. But they have to understand what's going on, and it's not life as regular. They have to be explained that which yeshivas were closed and shuls are closed is something to daven for with all their hearts. They also have to be explained that there is a new set of expectations. There's a new order of lifestyle. When it comes to what suppers, when it comes to interaction with the siblings, when it comes to activities, there's a new level of expectation. It's not just yesterday's world with a few inconveniences. It's a new world order to some degree. The expectations, the bar has to be lowered. They have to understand that. And Rav Chaim, in that letter that he penned last week, said one of the things that we have to work on is that to be mevater and to be maver al midosef. This is going to be especially necessary and crucial when it comes to being cooped up in the house for an extended period of time. Children have to understand that they have to be mevatar on the expectation level of what to expect from the rest of the siblings. It's not the same, and it's an experiment, and it's an exercise in mavir on the basis. And it's not just, I have to bite the unfortunate, take the follow the unfortunate pill. On the contrary, have a positive spin on it. This is an opportunity to be mekayim, the directive of the Gadol Hador, Tam Kanievsky Shlita. What he said, to be mavir the rei agzeirim, by working on being mavir on midosa, working on batronis, but not just swallowing a bitter pill. On the contrary, we're being oisik in the great stuff of mavir on midosa, which will in turn and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the same for us, to be mavir on midosa, take away the din and bring rachim. We're being tested on this aspect of tolerating our siblings. And it's a learning period to learn how to tolerate our friends, tolerate classmates, to tolerate other yidden. The learning experience, crash course, to be mavir al midosav, crash course, seeing the good in others, stopping at lashon hara and arachilas, the crash course in Avos Yisrael. We've been isolated from other yidden, and we're learning to appreciate what it means to have interactions with other yidden. And this itself, an awesome gift, an opportunity we have. I mean, the second so much wrong, do so much tshuva, make such a kiddush shem shemayim. Yidden all over are talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam like never before in our lifetime. Amongst Klal Yisrael, it's never been so clear that He is running the world. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a chance to have that awakening. And now is such a perfect and opportune moment to take time out and make a seder with our spouses, to make a seder with our children, to learn Sifri and Munah and Betachim, talk to them about the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what this event is all about. There are many lessons and many ideas, but the overlying umbrella idea that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us is to realize that He's running the world and think about Him and bring Him into every detail of our life. That's the overarching message of everything that's going on over here. The Ribbono Shel Olam is showing us who runs the world. He's showing us that it doesn't take more than a microscopic virus to bring the world to a halt. By us, it's overwhelmingly clear. Now is the time to take opportunity, take out time. There's opportunities for Yishuv Hadas. We're not running anywhere. We're not going anywhere. Spend time talking to our spouses, talking to our children about the Ribbono Shel Olam and how He runs every detail of our life. The Ribbono Shel Olam, give us the chance to stand before the Yaron Kodesh again and proclaim all together in unison, Yehei Shmei Rabbah. If we do it right, if we long and yearn for it with all of our heart, if we beg and plead, Fekirvas Elokim, maybe Hashem will answer our tefillos with not just bringing us back to our shuls and our yeshivas, but with bringing us back to the Beis HaMikdash, to see with our own eyes the Kruvim Me'urim Zeh and Zeh once again. This time, not the embrace of Shas Preda, but rather the embrace of the reunion of the Hirashtis Li Le'olam, the Hirashtis Li, the Tzedek Mishpat, Tzedek Le'rachamim. We are back, Hashem.